From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. George Civarola is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. Arrests are down in New York City and statewide alike. From March 18th through March 24th, misdemeanor and felony arrests outside of New York City decreased 69% compared to the same period in 2019, according to the State Division of Criminal Justice Service. In New York City, the crime rate fell 43% during the same period. The trend has grown every week since late February. The drop in crime is helpful to first responders and to hospitals dealing with overcrowding, as the number of COVID-19 cases hit nearly 139,000 statewide as of April 7. Governor Andrew Cuomo said this week, and I quote, "A byproduct of shutting everything down is you have fewer car accidents, the crime rate is way down, fewer trauma cases, and there is not a large non-COVID population in the hospitals." End quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. State officials are moving towards expanding New York's requirements for absentee ballot access for the June 23rd primary as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of voters are expected at the polls in June to vote in primaries and special elections. Races will include the Democratic presidential primary, congressional and state legislative primaries, as well as special contest for a Western New York House district seat and for a state Senate seat in the central part of the state. Dustin Cesani, the co-chairman of the Statewide Association of Election Commissioners, said, and I quote, "People are asking to be able to do absentee ballots because they're afraid of getting sick or they're in an at-risk group or they just simply don't want to go to the polls on election day," end quote. Cesani said the state needs to expand its absentee ballot criteria to include the pandemic. The state has strict guidelines that govern access to absentee ballots, and a change such as allowing voting by mail would likely require a constitutional amendment. State Senator Alessandra Biaggi, a Bronx Democrat, is hopeful the legislature will convene in some form in the near future, likely through remote voting, to pass a variety of coronavirus-related measures, including an absentee ballot measure. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. 7 fire companies fought 9 brush fires that burned simultaneously April 7th in Stuyvesant and Stockport, according to the Stuyvesant Fire Chief Stephen Monty. The fires began alongside the railroad tracks off Route 9J at about 11:25 a.m. when a box train with bad brakes started to spark and set off brush fires, Monty said. He said the 9 fires were spread over 7 miles and took more than 2 hours to extinguish. The state police assisted on the ground with traffic control and provided a helicopter to pinpoint the fire locations. All Amtrak trains were stopped while firefighters worked, and Route 9J was closed between County Route 26A and Sharptown Road. Responding fire companies included Stuyvesant, Stuyvesant Falls, Stockport, Stotesville, Kinderhook, Niverville, and Valencia. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.